You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Drinkies!
It's Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, thanks to Black Sands Brewing.
Well, well, what did I hear you say? It's a dangerous day to be a cold one.
It is indeed, it is indeed.
Welcome, sweeties.
Thank you so much.
Would you like to introduce yourselves into the microphones?
Yeah, sure. My name is Craig Hibblethwaite. I am the sales guy and one of the owners of Black Sands Brewing.
Out to you.
And to my right is Harry, surname redacted, who is our resident, what's the best word to say instead of mixologist?
Bartender.
There you go.
Slay.
And we're here.
How the fuck are yous?
Yeah, we're good. I kind of forgot about the cocktail today.
Fair enough.
So I called Harry, who's a perfect emergency bartender.
Yep.
And he's prepared a little spicy mango-y sweet number for us that we will be blending with one of the Black Sands beers.
I heard it was a twist on a gimlet.
That fell through.
Yeah, oh. We dropped that one on the way here.
Never mind. Fuck me.
We dropped that one in the staircase. We got a new emergency
it's
one.
It's a kind of a it's a smash of sorts. So it's pineapple, tequila, jalapeno, a little bit of shiso. So add some little funkiness to it.
But some
it's
basil.
Yeah, a little bit of something fun.
I hope that someone makes this at home. If you've got all, I'm sure you don't have that.
It takes a fair bit of ingredients, I will say. Ingredients and prep time.
Yeah, just message Harry on Instagram for the recipe.
Yep.
Slay, I can't wait to drink it. Would you like to begin? I don't.
So
talk to me.
I'll talk to you while Harry does this. So when it comes to flavor at Black Sands, we really like spice and we really like fruit. So what I've given you as a present here, Shaq, is our new blueberry hazy IPA.
Let me crack it open right now.
Ooh.
Wait. This is a gorgeous can.
Thank you very much.
Here we go.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you.
So yeah, what you've got right there is a hazy IPA, 6%. So on the nose, the color, the taste, yeah, it's heaps of blueberries. So
yes,
we
gorgeous.
Have a fruit supplier. My friend Albrecht, he's this German fella, and he found this European supplier where the berries grow like this big, like tiny little berries in Europe, but they're super sweet, really aromatic, and beautiful coloured. And another thing I wanted to talk about was the Corito. That's our mango chili lime sour. It's out everywhere. Please go and find it. And that's what we'll be topping this cocktail with instead of topping with soda or lemonade. We're topping with a mango, chili, and lime Mexican sour ale.
I love when people mix multiple alcohols together. I think it's awesome.
Just mixing in general. Music,
oh, there it is.
Hey,
good segue.
We're here to mix. Well, I'm here. But yeah, are we all ready to go, Harry?
Yeah. Here's the Corito ASMR.
Shit. You definitely have the record for the quickest cocktail making that I've
professionals
seen.
Here.
Yeah, well, you know, we've done this a couple times before, so you know, we're switched on.
But out to you.
There you go, that's for
Oi.
You. Hey, fun on a Thursday, eh?
Is it always Thursday? It's always fun on a Thursday. Thursday.
There she is. Always a Thirsty Thursday.
Shall we be cheersing?
Yes,
yeah, I reckon.
Chin.
Cheers to
Bink.
You.
Cheers.
Bink. Yeah,
and cheers
thanks
to the
for
listeners.
Us.
Have your you can have the first sip. That's what they do on TikTok. What the Ooh, hell?
There we go. Basil, chili, jalapenos.
Other stuff
that I don't remember.
Tequila.
Shiso.
Oh, shit, that's really, really yummy.
There's
Is
all
it mezcal?
Flavors.
No, tequila.
Okay,
well,
cool.
Let's have a smoky mezcal vibe to it, though.
It could be mezcal. Yeah. We don't remember.
Well, maybe it's like a... Maybe I'm making things
it's
up.
Like, well, yeah, I get the smokiness.
There might be a splash of mezcal in that. I honestly don't remember.
It actually does, yeah.
But the shiso is a funky, herbaceous kind of leaf. Adds some of that weirdness to it. If you've ever had Korean food, there's probably a lot of shiso in that.
Yeah.
And then it's been bottle conditioned is what we call it.
What the hell is that?
It means you put it all together and you leave it in a bottle and then it tastes a bit better than if you didn't do that.
True story.
Like marinade.
It's a vintage, if you will.
Yes.
Well. And you guys, where can they get all your beers from?
So, yeah, look, Black Sands is distributed kind of nationwide. But, you know, here, there and everywhere, drips and drabs. So the best reliable way is just to look us up online, go to our website, order online, we deliver to your door. But if you live anywhere out west, we're in basically every West Auckland liquor store.
Period.
If you're in a bar on K Road or Ponsonby or even in the CBD that serves craft beer, we're probably in there as well.
The beer spot.
The beer spot. The shout beer out to spot. The beer spot.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsored by the beer spot. Yeah, spot shout out to the sponsors.
They definitely will have that beer.
Yeah, yeah. So Corrido is almost always on tap.
Corrido.
Yeah, Corrido. At what the does beer it mean? Spot. Corrido is a type of regional Mexican music. So, like, if you've heard of Peso Pluma, the big viral artist that came out like a couple years ago, he makes Corrido Tumbados, which is basically a new age hip hop version of corridos.
That's awesome.
And corridos have gone back since the Mexican Revolution. Back in the, I don't know when the revolution was, but about 80% of the population was illiterate. And when they were rising up against the Spanish colonizers, they actually used song and poems to communicate secret war messages to each other. And that's how corridos first came about. So, and also I like mango and chili on a stick, which is a big, big street food out in Veracruz and all over Mexico. There you go. Full background story.
Mango and chili on a stick.
Oh, yeah.
It's so
I know, I've had it.
Yeah. And I had that growing up in Johannesburg as well. It was... clearly a wonderful flavor.
Yeah.
Why aren't more people doing mango on a stick?
They sell them in little plastic bags on the side of the street.
Exactly, yeah. All over the world, man. It's one of the best street foods on the planet. And now it's in a beer.
What would you pair, like, what would be the food that you'd pair this cocktail with, actually?
With this cocktail, Harry? What do you reckon?
Tacos.
Yeah, well, that was easy.
Of any kind.
No, you just pulled that too
fish
quickly.
Taco.
What about a second recommendation?
Beef taco.
Okay, all right, sweet. We got it. Clip that.
Thank you. Well, outs to you guys. I can't wait to keep drinking this. Do you have any musical requests?
Ooh. Okay. Well, look, I will shout out my band Pink Plates because they told me I have to every time I'm here. Yeah. We're playing next week with Darts for their Dangerous Day to Be a Cold One tour down in Last Place. So, have we got Darts?
I'll definitely have some.
We've got Darts in the mix, I'm sure.
Is it with the Z?
Yeah.
I knew that.
Cool like that.
Which one?
Dangerous Day to Be a Cold One.
Oh, that's the name of the track, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, duh.
This is going to muck up your vibe so hard, but you know what?
No, this is the thing. The flavor of the vibe is the same exact thing. It might sound different, but it feels the same. So let's fucking get that shit popping. Thanks to you guys for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Providing the gorgeous little juice. Fuck, what is it called? Double part. I was going to say double fist, but let me not get into that. Awkward. Thanks, guys.
Cheers. Thank you.
Drinkies.
That was Cocktail Corner. Thanks to Black Sands Brewing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.